Capers 32, Episode 9. This week I decided to write a song for my favorite podcast out there called Your Mom's House with Tom Segura and Christina Pajitsky. Tom and Christina are both stand-up comedians. They're married, and they're fucking hilarious. So go check out their shit.
I'm at your mom's house.
This shit is big time.
I'm at your mom's house.
Who is ringing?
I'm at your mom's house.
Don't bring anyone's mother into this.
I'm at your mom's house.
Your mama in the fucking stand.
I'm at your mom's house.
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura.
Hey, Christina Pajitsky.
Hey, Hitler. Are you in Argentina? Are you a maniac like Tom and Christina? Ellis and Fifi? Busy and Blue Man. Got me laughing stupid like a porn star trying to do that. DJ Dad Mouth rocks the crowd. My girl said I got the pussy talking to me now. I've been rocking with mom jeans like Kimmy Gidler. And I would never treat jeans like King Ass Ripper. Diego made it big. He's really living his dream. Beautiful guppies lining up to give him the chicken cream. And I just got an apartment on Thursday Lane. Someone yelled,
"Suck, hey!"
I thought I heard my name. Yeah, bang Kim Ann. Let's be real. I have her sucking like a succulent Chinese meal. And Christina's podcast is a unique show. When her and Tom made the baby, she said, "That's deep, bro." I'm at your mom's house.
This shit is big time.
I'm at your mom's house.
Who is ringing?
I'm at your mom's house.
Don't bring anyone's mother into this.
I'm at your mom's house.
Your mama in the fucking stand.
I'm at your mom's house.
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura.
Hey, Christina Pajitsky.
I bought my mom weed and an iced coffee. I'm like Ted Williams because I got a high mom and a radio voice. Plus, I'm kind of a bum. I'm harder than my stool chart deuce minus one. I heard
kiss my pussy
and all I seen was a bum. Guess I'm gonna fill her up and seal her shut. What's with Joe Rogan asking what's with jeans? Get your life high and tight. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? I'm so behind. That's vocal fry. I had a sofa mattress. Sent him an X place to make a poly by Jimmy Johnson sex tape. Sponsored by Squarespace to make dinero. Follow my cult on Twitter at Cape Lucero. And visit your mom's house for more than an hour. Make brown, don't wipe, and go right in the shower.
Come on, man.
What? That was amazing.
Amazing.
Wow. Capers.
Amazing.
Except did he really have to go, Christina Pajitsky?
He totally played you, son. He was like, "You talk silly, girl." Yeah, that was really good.
That was Capers 32.
Yes, episode 9. You can go to Caper Lucero on YouTube. Well done, man.
Really cool.
I feel honored.
I do too.
Really, really great.
He got so many of the references, like nailed it.
Yeah.
That was the ultimate mommy song. And he's a good rapper.
He knows how to, he has his raps.
Yeah.
No, he's talented for sure. Look, we're doing this again. we'll get into that after the break.
Fuck.
I got a big announcement to make, and that is I am coming to I am coming all over your mother's face. No, I am coming.
Come on, guys, let's grow up.
I know.
Jeez.
We should grow up. I'm coming to Philadelphia. Philly.
Fill her
up.
Delphia?
Fartladelphia.
Or Fartladelphia. I think Fartladelphia.
Fartladelphia is pretty good. I am coming on November the what? I have the link right here. I can just click it.
Oh, my God.
I'm coming November 19th, Saturday, November 19th, the Trocadero Theater.
Hello.
In Philadelphia. It's a big deal. Tickets are on sale today. And the reason that the promoters put the tickets on sale today is because it's Jeans Day.
Yeah, Wednesday.
They hit me up before and they said, "We'll make the tickets go live the day your podcast comes out." So
perfect.
I think that's pretty cool. It shows respect for the show. It's on sale now. So if you're listening, doors are at 7, shows at 7:30. The Trocadero, November 19th. Go to tomsegura.com. A couple other things. If you are listening and you're in Tacoma, we added a late show Thursday because all the other shows are sold out.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that crazy? So we have one more show that has tickets available. Those are going. So thank you very much. And, of course, I'm coming to Seattle. People ask me, are you going to go just to Tacoma? No, yeah. Seattle will definitely
happen. No, you only do the secondary cities.
Yeah, I don't do the big cities.
No, no major markets, only secondary.
Of course I'm doing it. Next week, November, March 17th through 19th, Sacramento, Ball Sacramento with Big Earn.
All right.
Andy Erickson will be there. And then the end of the month, Cleveland Steamer, Hilarities. March 31st through April 2nd, The Full Charge will be with me.
Mm.
And then Sperm Can, Washington, that is April 21st to 23rd. Also Jacksonville, Florida, and Syracuse, New York,
Wait a minute. Also on Sarah. Jacksonville.
Oh,
so,
Jack.
Yeah.
Jack or Jackson. Jack's dick.
Jack it offsonville.
There you go.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. So those are all on sale. TomSegura.com. Jeans.
Well, I'm doing a lot of stuff in L.A. Come see me at the Comedy Store on the 9th. That's tonight, right? As this drops.
Yeah.
The 9th, 8 p.m. show, Comedy Store. I'm with Marilyn Rice Cub, Joseph Rogan, Greg Fitzsimmons.
Damn.
It's a fundraiser for a school.
Damn.
And then on the 10th of March, 8 p.m. show, Ice House. I'll be headlining that show. That's the 10th, 8 p.m. And then the 13th, I do a 5 p.m. show at Flappers, Flappers Comedy Club. That's a Sunday show. It is not kid-friendly, even though it's early like that. Don't bring your kids.
Yeah.
And then on the 15th, I'm at the Brea Improv. So come out and see me, 8 o'clock show at the Brea Improv. Come out and support your jeans. She needs your help.
Come and do it.
And that's it. So get your life, jeans.
Get your entire life.
Listen to that, Steve Rowe. Yeah. Do that.
Do it.
That's SteveRowePodcast.com.
Go to that.
I'm going to be doing an episode. Check this episode out. I put a call out to people that live off the grid.
Did you really?
Which is kind of weird to do, I know, on a podcast. But I found people who like live in crazy parts of Alaska. Yes.
I like that.
Find out what that's like.
I actually am very curious about that.
Yeah, right? Do you want to sit in on it?
I'm very curious about that.
Yeah. It's so cool. It's such a fantasy of mine.
I think everybody to a degree has that fantasy. Even not, they don't have it all the time, but there's some parts of you at some point that go, let me get away from all of this.
Yeah. And what's that like to dip
and
out
also,
society?
It's really philosophical as far as...
Fartlosophical.
Fartlosophical. What's the point of being so involved with this madness, this society?
This consumer...
Yeah.
It's all consumerism in America. It's all nonsense. Good Donald Lord. Trump is going to be the president. It's all going downhill.
I want to thank Dez the Dizzle for that instrumental that he calls Spaceballs. So thank you for submitting that. We love your instrumentals. We love your songs. We're going to get into some song submissions here in a little bit. These are really moving along.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How do you feel about the temperature?
I'm fine with it. You're hot? Are you guys hot? Do you want me to adjust it?
Yeah.
All right. Can I just mention one thing before I forget?
Yeah.
When you stumbled in that copy, it kind of reminded me of the pitch that I had for you about doing the retarded comic. And I feel like the way you said it, you kind of, you know, the blue apron. Like you went there a little.
You're not a good person, just so you know.
No, but it was good. Like, didn't you? I love that. It was like an authentically retarded moment for you.
Can you please adjust it?
Something you should. You're practicing your full retard. It's just
Thank
something
you.
I'm saying.
God.
Fucking ready as shit.
Oh, good.
Oh, what the fuck?
Unprofessional.
You got to turn that shit off. Fuck. Shit. Fuck.
It's all professional.
It's all professional.
Here we go.
I'm ready.
Guys, if you don't know, which you may be not knowing until right now when I tell you, this is our first episode with video of what we're listening to on display for both Christina and you, the listener. So if you go to our YouTube page, it's youtube.com/yourmomshousepodcast. You can actually see the videos as we play them on the show. So I thought
it's amazing. This is a huge deal for us.
What is amaze is that you're going to see in the moment what we're listening to.
The Boba. You guys,
the Boba.
We're stepping up the YMH game. This is a whole brand new studio, brand new stuff.
Doing this episode a second time.
We like to do it, but the second time's better. Yeah. You're going to like it. You can practice your retard stuff.
God damn it. Okay. Well, let's open the show.
Full retard.
Let's do it.
Hey, Ty. Mm-hmm.
Is that real?
Oh,
How?
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone loving to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura. And
Christina Pajitsky.
Welcome to your mom's house.
That's really out of line.
Yeah.
Babe, when did you do that, y'all?
What's that?
That's in that guy's video. Capers. You were like...
No, I think it was a different thing.
Super lame.
So we're back for a second time. We should address that now. People probably don't know what that means. What that means is we actually did this podcast yesterday.
Mm.
Front to back, over 90
minutes.
We
always wipe front to back.
Always front to back. Over 90 minutes, first time ever with the monitor, first time in this studio, and one of the things we did when we set up the studio is we got new microphones.
Yep.
And did I do a microphone test on microphone one? Yes. Did I do a microphone test on microphone two? No. And what happened?
I wonder why that is.
Microphone two was fucked.
It's interesting, though, if you would ask a psychologist why you didn't test my microphone.
You better get your life.
That's what I would say.
It's like you didn't want me to have a voice.
That's ridiculous. I definitely wanted you to have a voice. It was the absolute biggest bummer. I mean, the worst thing is to do work for no fucking reason.
I've done it on That's Deep Bro like 3 times where I've recorded the entire episode and then gone back and found that either sound studio had fucked me, the mics weren't working. I've screwed up at least 3 or 4 episodes. So I totally get it.
And we're right now, I mean...
Horrible.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Anyways, we're back.
It's going to be better. It's so much better now.
It's like better.
It's a lot better.
As we discussed yesterday, one of the things that I really like about this opening clip is that it brings me back to childhood. This is clearly sibling on sibling fart. It takes me back to memories of farting on my sisters.
Right.
Sometimes they got me with their farts, you know?
But I don't believe that. I don't think either of them had the same kind of heat.
They had, I mean, there's, you know, they were healthier rancid, but sometimes real healthy eaters have real nasty farts too. Mm. And they definitely farted. They farted a mean game.
I think Maria would have worse ones.
Maria
than
dropped
Jane.
Some heat, for sure. Foul fly.
And
she definitely.
Oh my god, you guys are so disgusting.
Definitely dropped some nasty farts.
Oh my god. Oh my
a
god.
Lot of. Farts.
Oh my god, seriously.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
This girl though, it's perfect. I mean,
yeah.
She sets. I just respect it so much. She sets the trap. She baits him where she just goes, "Hey, Ty." And he's like, "What's up?"
Yeah.
And then she rips a real daddy fart.
It's a dad fart. Yeah. And the smell, so it's hard to get the sound down the smell.
Well, you understand that it had 2 lives.
Right.
There was the initial fart and then there was that kind of.
The backdraft, if you will, like a fire.
I mean, listen to this whole fart. It's pretty crazy.
Sure.
Really, really is something.
Hey, Ty.
Is that real?
Oh,
how is that even possible?
Oh.
Jesus.
Look at his face.
How
is the best.
Fart like that? How?
How?
The way he says how? How?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Look at his face. He's so cute.
They are cute. This really went viral, this video.
Of course. It's perfect.
Well, it's perfect.
It's perfect.
But when I first saw this video, it was probably a little over a week ago. I saw it with a few thousand views. It was sent to us, and I was like, oh, that's cool. It's a fart video. And it's almost got 4 million views now.
Maze.
I mean, it just shows you that we're onto something with this fart
stuff. Of course we're onto something.
Yeah.
Of course. Your mom's house has always been on the cutting edge.
Yeah, and people are like, oh, you know, you guys, your show is just about farts. And
no.
You know, it's not.
Who found Thursday Lane?
Yeah.
Your mom's house. King Ass River.
Yep.
Your mom's house.
Yep.
Peter Kane. Your mom's house.
Yep.
We break major stars on this show.
Yep.
Okay. You think it's America's Got Talent? No, it's your mom's house.
Your mom's house.
LinkedIn is helpful.
Yeah, it's all.
LinkedIn is helpful.
LinkedIn is helpful.
LinkedIn is helpful.
Nobody really uses LinkedIn.
I don't need the help.
I don't know. So.
Wait, seriously, because I get invitations every day, like so-and-so wants to add you to LinkedIn.
Yeah, it's
who the
garbage.
Fuck is using it, though?
Fucking complete maniacs and assholes.
LinkedIn's for nerds, man.
You fucking suck.
LinkedIn is helpful.
LinkedIn is helpful. No, it's not.
No, it's not. It's not.
This guy,
it's just not.
It's not helpful at all.
Yeah, and I love that it's a girl farting. That's always the best.
Of course you do.
And it's not sexual. It's just like...
Sexual?
You know what I'm saying? It's not...
Oh, because
it's not
some people are like, yeah, fart on me. Yeah.
Right, it's not in the context of fetish.
Right,
it's
right.
Just like a girl farting.
It's still, as much as I respect, you know, everybody's different, you know, turn-ons,
right.
It is crazy that farts really get people going.
Sure is.
How does my asshole smell, huh?
You know, it really is.
You know,
it really is.
I know. It's just because it's not your lane. It's hard to fathom.
Yeah, and I get it. I mean, people.
I don't get it.
No, I mean, I get that people that reality that your lane is your lane.
Yeah.
If something's not you, you're like, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
But so people like farts.
Hey, I'm talking about you. Feel me? I mean,
good farts, man.
That's a lot of people's lanes. It's enough people's lanes that there's a lot of categories.
Yeah.
On the internet.
So many.
A lot of.
There's whole sites.
Videos dedicated.
There's entire sites.
To farts.
Redband sent me a link of a site that is a tube site just for farts.
He sent that to you?
Yes.
He's like, I know you'd appreciate
that. Yeah, he's just like, check out this fart site. Yeah.
I'm farting on you haters.
Yeah.
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 Of course. Redband knows what's up.
Yeah. We should check in, by the way, a little bit later on King Ashrip. I haven't even looked for his stuff lately.
I get notified. I don't know if you subscribe to him on YouTube. I do.
Yeah.
So I get notified of any new...
Are you kidding me?
Oh, I didn't know if you did.
I'm probably one of his sub 5 subscribers.
Sub 5?
Yeah.
What's like that?
First 5 subscribers.
Sub 5?
Yeah.
That's dumb. Is that real?
I don't know. I just said it.
Yeah. You just made that up.
He made a channel.
Yeah.
He put a channel up and I was like, subscribed. Yeah.
Speaking of subscribe, guys, you should be subscribing to our YouTube channel right now. If you enjoy these videos,
subscribe.
You know why? We do behind the scenes, we do extras, we do unaired stuff.
Talking to my dad off the air about how much my shit didn't bother him.
Yeah.
You know how many times he's told me that? If you watch that video on our page, at least 1,000 times he's told me, never bothered me when you shit. I'm like, why do you keep saying that? It just didn't bother
me. He's letting you know that he loves you.
I know.
Ellis's shit doesn't bother me. It makes me laugh.
No, the smell still is an impact, though. It's impact.
It's smell. Horrendous. Yeah, wow. It's quite smelly.
Yeah.
Okay, well, speaking of, so back to Astripper, I haven't noticed any new ones, but let's do check-in.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
yeah, it's.
Let's not let that fall by the wayside. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
I don't want to overdo this theme, but do you want to make your special announcement or?
Oh, look! Don't you think it's time for you should notify people though with an all aboard?
All aboard! Next stop, Brown Talk. Brown Talk coming up. You've been warned.
That's for people who are like, I listen to this show on speakers in my cubicle, god damn it.
Yeah.
And there's porno and shit talk.
Give you a little warning. Although it's kind of a late warning.
It's already starting.
Yeah.
All right.
So this is something that really happened and it's so substantial,
mage,
substantive, mm-hmm. that you know, we're stopping the show essentially.
Yeah. All right, guys, here goes. March 3rd at 7:22 p.m. I, Christina Pajitsky, had a double pipe classic.
It's pretty amazing.
Thank you.
It is amazing.
Thank you. Thank you.
You were sitting there.
Describe it. Yeah. I describe the moment for me because I was living it. I didn't really get to
say
feel it, you know.
You were holding our child.
Yeah.
What a really special, a more special moment than I even recognized. Mm-hmm. You were holding our child and I was sitting only a few feet from you.
Mm-hmm.
I was distracted and you said, Tom. And I was like, hold on. I think I was reading.
Yeah.
And I go, what? And you go, I just had a double pipe classic and I dropped my phone. I dropped my phone on the ground and I said, what? And I said, what time is it?
Write down
the time.
You did. And mark it.
You wrote the time down. I mean, what was it like? You know, people ask, because we've had people email about them and tweet. You know, a guy even came up to me at a show with his girlfriend, and he was like, I had a double pipe classic this week. And his girlfriend was like, it's so disgusting. And I go, I said, that's really special,
it is.
So you know.
It's like Halley's
like
Comet.
Star. Yeah.
It's the Halley's Comet of body functions.
Yeah.
You don't
Because me, have it somebody who's obviously well-respected in the body function game, you know, I mean, they happen literally once maybe every 5 years, maybe.
Really?
They're not common.
Yeah.
No, because you have to, everything has to go just right for a little bit to go up and a little to go down. Usually
right.
It picks a path, like 99% of the time.
Well, yeah, you're right. And the reason that I happened upon it.
But sorry to interrupt,
sure.
But it doesn't go. It's not burp, fart, or fart.
No, it has
burp.
To be
simultaneous. It's
simultaneous. Which is the hard part. Now, luckily, my anus has loosened, as I've discussed, due to childbirth. Mm. And I think what happened was the burp happened, and usually I have more fart control, but because I've lost fart control, bam.
Yeah.
And it happened, and you know when you're in the moment, you're in the game.
Yeah.
You don't realize it until a second later.
I don't know. will this be a more common thing?
Ooh.
Because
Ooh.
Of the pregnancy, in which case, does it count as much?
Of course it counts.
Is it?
What? It's on his meds. It's okay. It's on his meds.
Maybe, you know, they're not as genuine.
That's not true, Tom. Don't you rob me of this gift. Look, childbirth ravaged my body. Pregnancy ravaged my body. The one gift nature gave me was the gift of farts now.
Yeah. Okay.
Uncontrollable bowel movements that are uncontrollable.
Yeah.
I'm going to enjoy this wonderful gift.
Okay. Okay. Well, you know, I'm just thinking out loud, you know.
Yeah. So, how dare you try to take the validity of my double pipe classic from me?
Well, you just brought to my attention that things have changed. Don't shake your head. I just feel
how
like.
How dare you rob me of my joy?
I think that it's fair to bring it up to discuss it. That's all. It's sort of like
fuck you, Tom. Fuck you. Okay.
Jesus.
You heard what I said.
It's sort of like you.
Kids' faces.
I know.
Just amazing.
Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
Maybe you could use a little bit of a lesson.
3 million. And FedEx.
Yeah.
FedEx.
Yeah.
FedEx.
I can't. You know, it's weird. My earphones are. I can't hear.
FedEx.
Is there sound in this?
Yeah,
video?
There is. There is sound.
I don't hear anything.
She's saying,
Tom,
very,
I can't hear anything in this.
FedEx.
FedEx.
FedEx is what I hear.
No, you don't hear that. You're making that up. Only a retarded person would be like, FedEx.
And a retarded person saying FedEx would make a lot more money on tour. You know
why
what I'm
are
saying?
You trying to make me retarded? That's so
just
mean.
Just do one tour as retarded Tom and one as normal Tom and just see what the difference in ticket sales are.
Well, you know, I have new agents. That's the time to bring them new ideas. So,
can you imagine?
Yeah. Sounds like a pretty...
I'd like to do a retarded theater tour.
Guys, here's the thing. I know you're thinking of booking me out as this not retarded stand-up. What I'm saying is let's revisit the game.
Maybe I am retarded?
You know what I'm saying. And see if a retarded comic, you know what I'm saying, could bring in more ticket sales. You feel me? You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm talking about? You feel me?
What do you think they would say?
They'd be like, absolutely, Mr. Segura, absolutely. They want a commission. And you're going to make so much money as Tom Segura, retarded comedian.
But
you're going to make so much
money.
Like,
what I'll need to do then is establish that I'm retarded. Like, people that are coming to the shows now know me as a not retarded guy.
Mm.
So I'd almost have to get a new persona. I mean, a new name, right?
No, I think it's just the evolution. You know,
the
like,
evolution is like, that I'm retarded?
Yeah. You know, like Louis C.K., his children got older. He talked about that. He got a divorce. He talked about that.
Right.
This is just your evolution as a comedian.
How did I become retarded, though?
It was natural.
It's not natural.
Just you woke up one day retarded.
So just walk out on stage.
Yeah, it's fine. Let the people on Twitter tell you.
Oh, good. That's where I like to take my cues. Let the Twitter people tell you how to do it.
Okay. We'll see. Let's see, guys. Do you want to hear Tom Segura, retarded comedian? Just tweet at him. Let him know. At Tom Segura.
Thanks, babe.
I challenge any of you think you can fart bigger than me.
And Joe, he's challenged. He's throwing down the gauntlet.
I feel like that sounds kind of retarded. What if I walked out on stage and was like...
Monster fucking farts
later. What's wrong with this guy?
He's retarded.
You know, with Daniacs, what's her name?
Danny.
That was the first obviously mentally ill person that we've kind of poked fun at.
That's a bit of a stretch of a comment.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't think we've ever... Like, I think they've all been a little off. And...
Hey, Harry. It's me, Danny.
Not Hitler. Talking to Harry this time.
I just want to tell you that I really do love you a lot.
Uh-huh.
And I really do miss you a lot.
Yeah.
And I also want to tell you that the place where I'm actually going to poop in your mouth is actually in your mouth.
Oh.
Not actually outside of it.
Oh, okay.
And I probably might smear it on your nose and, you know.
But see, you know what she...
Yeah.
She just said, I'm going to do it in your mouth, not outside of it, and now she's smearing it on your nose. Where are you pooping? You know what I mean?
It's interesting because they must have had the preceding conversation where he was like, wait a minute, Danny, you're going to poop in my mouth, in my mouth, or around my mouth? And she's clarifying, no, it's in your mouth.
You know what I think actually happened? She probably told her plans of pooping I'm going to poop on his mouth to Hitler.
Oh.
And then Hitler probably was like, wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Are you doing in the mouth or on the mouth? It's a very, very important distinction to make.
But those are two different
and
kinds.
And then he said, you should make a video where you explain very clearly where you're going to poop. And then she goes, thanks, Hitler. And then made this video.
Ach, yeah. You should make a video clearly stating your pooping intentions.
Yeah. Where are you going to scat, Danny? Danny actually needs to know now.
Because that is a big thing in Germany.
Yeah, the Germans are known for scat.
Scheiße.
Scheiße upon.
So Hitler told her to do this, is what you're saying.
Yeah, he was like, Danny, do you want to suck on these thick nips of mine? Oh, Hitler.
Face and on your chest.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, stuff like that. Since I actually love you a lot. And, mm-hmm. You know, I just want to tell you that I really do miss you and I really do love you. And,
yeah.
Hopefully, if you ever need to, I'll be making more videos, okay?
All right.
Bye. Cheerio, darling. Yeah. Love you.
You know what's really creepy is that she only blinked once.
Oh, the open stare the whole time?
Yeah. That's hard to do.
That is hard to do. There's one.
There's one. Two, oh, sorry.
Three.
I guess I caught her on a...
In your mouth. Not actually...
But there's a while without.
And I probably
might... Your count's way off. Just
sorry.
So you know.
Towards the end, I was like, she hasn't blinked in a while.
On your nose and... You know, on your face and on your chest and, you know, stuff like that. Since I actually love you a lot. And
I like that she thought of the poop as a gift.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right. Most people wouldn't.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Do you want to give me a gift? Is that what you're saying?
Well, it makes me kind of reevaluate what gifts are. Maybe I could give you a poopy gift sometime.
I think you already do.
Give you poopy kisses.
You do. That's what your farts are.
Yeah, that's kind of sweet.
It is kind of sweet.
I like that you said this is probably the first person with something wrong mentally that we were making.
No, that's... It just never occurred to me that a lot of them probably something's going on.
Yeah, yeah. I think so.
This somebody, one's clearly not well.
Somebody sent me a video to check out this dude. His name is Crazy Lokes, and he's putting it down like a beast in Walmart. You got to check this guy out.
Yeah. What's up, homies? Yeah. It's Crazy Lokes right here, homie.
Uh-huh.
Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For reals, though. God is good, homie.
Shoot. Sure.
Crazy Lokes got to keep things pushing, homie. You know what I'm saying? For reals, though.
Now, I don't know if you think he has mental problems.
I'd say yeah.
Right off the bat, you say yeah?
Yeah.
He just seems excited to be at Walmart making a video. So he set up his camera on obviously a merchandise shelf and is kind of swaying back and forth, touching his ponytail.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, God is real. You know what I'm saying? And it's, you can tell that he's ramping up to something. Mm. You know, it's beginning. The wheels are just starting to turn.
I wonder why the theme of Walmart, why necessarily.
He's putting it down like a beast in Walmart.
Right. What's the Walmart connection?
Well, there's other customers walking by that notice that Crazy Lokes is putting it down like a beast.
From now until the end of time, homie. No saying for reals, though, homie.
Right.
Shout goes out to everybody doing their thing and stuff like that.
So he shouts out to everybody doing their thing.
Right.
And stuff like that. Literally a shout out to everybody in humanity.
The whole world.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a nice shout out.
Okay.
You know, straight up though. Shoot. Let me give y'all a little bit of shadow boxing for Crazy Lokes.
Whoa.
You know what I'm saying? Whoa. For reals, though.
Okay. Now, he is...
Oh, is happening here?
Straight up putting on a clinic. I mean, he's giving you upper hands, giving you hooks, jabs.
He's giving you the biz.
Oh, shit. He did an uppercut to a guy 10 feet taller. He's dipping down, moving all around. Now, you'll notice he has kind of a paraplegic guy's grip.
Yeah, it's not normal.
It's not a normal fist. I mean, I don't know what you know about...
Well, not a lot, but I do know that when you make a fist and you punch, it should be like
right
straight. Probably
you know it
not
be
like
this.
Yeah, never hold your thumbs.
Hold your thumbs and not.
Not, yeah.
Yeah, it's a peculiar way of making a fist.
Yeah, he's really.
But he's definitely
not
putting it down like a beast right now.
Like a beast.
I mean, wow.
It's intense.
We inside Walmart, baby.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm just glad I'm not at that Walmart.
Oh. Uppercut.
Yeah.
You know how you get rid of Mayweather's shoulder roll?
Uh-oh.
Go to the side like that.
Damn.
Yeah, I would say he's not very technically sound.
No.
But he has ideas.
Chutzpah. Spark. Good for him.
I want my Duke Pacquiao to win against Mayweather's on May 2nd.
He just literally punched once like this. He did a straight up
press
over his head as one of his punches. No punch exists. Like it's almost like he's like a king of improv when it comes to punches.
I was going
to
say,
I've never seen a punch like that.
Has he trained with Steven Seagal?
It's a good question. I mean,
this looks like the Steven Seagal school of kicky punching.
Here's what amazed me. Making sound effects.
Yeah, the sound. How do you learn the sound effects?
Yeah, what's up, homie?
Okay, homie.
Crazy Loaf's right here. I said I was going to give y'all no more videos, but Crazy Loaf's just living like a beast.
Okay, Crazy Loaf.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For reals, though.
Yeah, buddy.
You know, shout goes out to everybody.
Everybody doing their thing.
Doing their thing.
Stuff like that.
In this game.
In the
we
game.
We keep everything pushing.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
For reals, though.
No, yeah.
From the training to the rapping.
Oh.
You know?
Okay.
So do you sense mental illness or not on this one?
Yeah, it's not right.
So one thing I noticed was how bad his punching was.
Mm.
And then this motherfucker is in a proper gym.
He looks great. Is he a fighter?
No, there's no way.
Is he a legitimate?
No.
Well, then why does he looks official.
Now watch him box.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I don't know what's going on.
Oh, jeez. Even I know that's not good form. And I'm not a professional.
And I feel like what I don't know is this guy like the guy that walks a retarded kid to the bus stop?
You know? My God, babe.
No, I'm saying, like, is this guy being nice to him?
Yeah, I think it's a mercy.
You think so? Because he's got the headgear on. He's like, oh, yeah. And,
Lokes.
I mean, look, this is some bullshit right here.
Babe.
What?
Yeah, I mean.
What? What?
You know, he's touched.
He's not touched. Crazy Lokes spars with smooth hands coming in angles. What? What?
It's so bizarre.
What? Okay.
There's a lot of him fighting. Yeah, he likes
Look
to fight.
The name the name of this video is Crazy Lokes sparring with homie with a lot of heart, which made Crazy Lokes hold back.
Aww.
So he's saying, like, because this guy had heart, I'm not giving him the full business right now.
Okay, Crazy Lokes.
But, like, this is, you know, it's technically horrific.
Right.
What was he just doing right there with his feet?
Skipping. he's still more active than Steven Seagal.
Yeah.
This is more than he does.
He's definitely more than he does. And definitely more than I do. And I want to say this, though. I want to challenge Crazy Lokes.
What?
I want to challenge Crazy
Lokes. Oh, okay.
Crazy Lokes. You know what I'm saying? If we're putting it down right now. You know, shout out to you and everybody all over the world. And stuff like that. If you want to go into the ring with me, I don't train. I'm not a trained fighter.
Wow.
I would love to challenge you to a fight for charity. We can donate
Look at
the
that
money.
Footwork, though. Yes. Look at that footwork. You going to fuck with that footwork? Look at that.
I will challenge you. I will donate. We can donate the money to charity. and I bet I will knock your ass out. So it's up to you, homeboy. You just tell me where you want to meet, what ring to go to. And
what's that move?
This is all advanced shit. Shoulder rolls and stuff.
Man, I would love for you to either challenge this guy or train with him.
I just did.
No, I know. Like, or maybe he could train you.
I will light your ass up. And I'm challenging you right now. Just tell me when you want to do it. Like I said, we can sell tickets. We can give the money to charity because you're probably a gracious dude like that. And, you know, Crazy Lux, I mean, I want you to put it down. Maybe we could do it at a Walmart. Maybe that would be a good idea. Oh, shit. Here's you at Mickey D's. What are you doing here?
What's up to my thugs pushing in the game and stuff like that? Stuff
like that.
We going to maintain and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yep.
For real stuff. Straight up, though. Shoot. Crazy Lux just chilling, you know. Mm-hmm. Going to spit for my fans and stuff like that. Do it for the love because y'all be... You know what I'm saying?
Hey, look.
Giving me the love, and I love spitting for y'all. Just for the...
Maybe he's one of those deceptive fighters and deceptively talented
dudes.
You put on a video, you go, this dude ain't shit. And then you show up, it's game time. He's just like, pop, pop, pop. And he's just tagging me. And I'll take the L. I'll take the L if I have to. I will. But I'm just putting it out there that I think it would be good, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that for us to do it. So why not? Reach out. People...
I can't believe it.
If you listen to the show, hit up Crazy Lox. If you don't know, his YouTube channel is Crazy Lox.
But Lox, L-O-C-S.
Well, and Crazy is C-R-A-Z-I-E. Crazy Lox.
So Tom Segura throwing down the gauntlet to Crazy Lox, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Represent like all the homies, doing your stuff. Which just goes to show how empty those phrases are.
Yeah,
they don't mean anything. Shout out and homies doing your thing.
It's all nonsense.
Like, what the fuck are you talking about? This guy doesn't know.
What's up with your nonsense?
Yeah, it's all rambling.
You nonsensical motherfucker.
But this is a whole new, you know what I'm saying? I feel like Crazy Lox has Crazy his Lox. Own lane.
Yes.
The Crazy Lox, you know what I'm saying?
Speaking of fighting, by the way, last week I played for you.
I'm living the whatever the fuck I want life.
Conor McGregor, he lost. He lost over the weekend.
It's upsetting.
It was huge upset. Nate Diaz took the fight on 10 days notice, beat Conor McGregor for his first loss. And then Holly Holm, who knocked out your homegirl Ronda Rousey, she was choked unconscious by Miesha Tate. So two huge upsets on the same card. If you had bet a $100 parlay that Miesha Tate and Nate Diaz would win, you would have won a little over $1,400 at most Las Vegas betting houses.
Mm.
Pretty good stuff.
I love Ronda Rousey. I just think she's wonderful.
She's a real neat lady.
I really like her. And I like to see her win. I hope she challenges that lady again.
Yeah. Well, I think what will happen is I think the UFC, you know, they don't want to waste time making money. So I think...
Right.
I think with Miesha being the new champ and Ronda still being a lot of people, so they want to see what's up. I think they're going to put those two together.
Good.
At a big fight coming up. What just fight was that? Was that 196 or I forget that it was 196, right? So maybe that, like the big 200, something like that. Maybe. I don't know.
Mm.
I would imagine that that's what they're going to do.
Mm. That's exciting.
Mm.
Wow. Crazy Lox. There we go. Found a new...
You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that.
It's nonsense.
Ooh, I've been wanting to show you this for a while.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow. How have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over and setting up a Mint Mobile
Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Okay.
Oh,
is this...
Well, there's some other stuff on the right there we probably can't...
Hi, I'm Kim Ann.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm here to film. And this is such a beautiful villa. Mm. We're sitting with the first time of my ever experience in my life with two young men, and they have big hard cock to offer me.
Yeah.
This villa is really quaint place.
Mm-hmm.
It's very quaint.
It's important that we know the quaintness of the villa where she's getting rammed by two guys. Can I tell you what I do love about Kimai?
Yes.
Positive. Always looking on the bright side. Mm-hmm. She's not, you know what I mean? The villa is beautiful. Look at her.
Yeah, no.
She's smoking.
I looked up some stuff, by the way, because last week we were talking about what's the story.
Yeah.
Remember? And I had a theory. My theory was that she used to be maybe heavily pursued, and that maybe now she wants a little charge in her life, a little adventure, right, because she's getting older. And she's like, well, I probably still have a few years left where I'm holding it together. Might as well just go all out.
You know? Right.
And then I found this interview. This is another interview with her. And we learned a little bit about her in this. I pulled it up to this moment.
So we're going
to
know her backstory.
A little bit, yeah.
First of all, I got to say, look at her tits. Her body's amazing.
She looks great.
She's 61 years old.
It's incredible.
She looks better
than
me.
Her abs.
Oh, my God.
Crazy.
Jesus, these Asian ladies, I tell you.
They hold together well,
God,
right?
White ladies, we fall apart.
Yeah.
Fuck.
White ladies.
It's true. We hit the wall. 40 is the wall.
Fucking white ladies.
Tits are sogging, wrinkles.
Here we
God
go.
God damn.
So Kim is here.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
All the way from the Midwest, right?
Yes.
She's, by the way, the guy.
Look at her fan. She's such a lady.
That, yeah,
yes.
The guy that does this in every porn, the interview guy, they're always the worst. Like, you can imagine what creeps they are by their voice.
Well, and they're always kind of shitting on the girls. There's always a tone of like, you stupid bitch.
Yeah.
Instead of being like, no. You should be nice to her. Yeah. She's making sure you have a fucking gig, retard.
Yeah.
Be nice.
Yeah.
Why do you have to demean them?
I know. So this
They're
guy
demeaned tried, enough.
They also try out, they do like a lot of dad jokes, like boner jokes.
Yeah.
She's here with her husband.
She's here with her husband.
You've been married for how many years?
5 years.
5 years.
5 years.
So, Kim, let me ask you this. Your husband watching you have sex, is that common, unusual? Is this the first time it's ever happened? Or
it's ever happened?
This is our...
I feel like it sounds like Baba Booey.
Oh, right.
The guy. I picture him. This is the pre-interview shit that he
He's
does.
He's all nervous and horny and weird.
First time. And, of course, it's my first time that my husband observe I'm doing.
What you doing?
What you doing? Yeah, gross.
I feel that for him is really exciting.
Yeah.
For me, I feel that is maybe... testing my own strength.
Testing your own strength.
What can I do?
Did you enjoy it while you were doing it?
Can I tell you what I like about her?
Are you testing the strength of
her asshole?
Asshole?
Yeah. Yes.
Sorry, I didn't know you were going to play it. I wish I hadn't said it.
It's okay.
Asshole?
Yes.
But she's really not a ding-dong. This chick is smarter.
She's right.
Yeah. She's not your average porno girl. Like,
no.
Look how thoughtful her answers are.
Well, she's lived a full life, too.
A full life?
Yeah, she's...
9 inches breasts.
That's... What is wrong with you? That's not what she said.
You don't hear her saying it like that?
No. I'm going to pull that up in a moment to prove that you're wrong. It's so horrible.
She's very bright. She's brighter than the asshole interviewing her.
Oh, without question.
Yeah. She could fucking school that guy.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm glad to hear that. Okay. Were you good at it?
I'm not sure. I think...
It's very honest,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she's so thoughtful.
Yeah.
I think other people have to be the judge of that.
That's wow. a very good answer.
While I'm doing it, I feel super good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what everybody's kept on asking me. How are you doing? I always answer, I'm up there. I'm up there. I'm not down here yet.
Well, Kim, there's a sure way to know if you're doing it right.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
At the end of your scene with the guy, did he come?
At the end?
Yeah.
Stupid.
Yes.
You did it. Congratulations. You succeeded.
Oh, congratulations. You made a guy come. Wow.
Okay. Oh, so you say you like to kind of like live at the edge.
Did he come?
Life explore.
Yeah, dumb.
Now, we can tell the guys that you're how old?
61. A few more Crazy. Days from now.
Okay, Crazy. So you're 60 now and a few That's more amazing. Days you turn 61. You look spectacular.
You look spectacular.
Have you always been that
Got
way?
Nice
kind of
tits.
The edge
and your asshole looks nice.
Later on in life.
Or monster.
What happened?
You can tell he has 10th degree dad mouth. You can hear the sourness in his voice.
Yeah, I agree.
Got a real rocking body.
Yeah.
And you made him come real hard.
Yeah. First of all, like making a guy come is that big of a deal.
Yeah. Did he come at the end of it?
Stupid.
I feel that I always be as such. And
So now to prove to you.
I like her even more now. She's the best, dude.
She's a wonderful lady.
Kimmy.
Whoops.
And I was truly amazed.
This is the...
Look.
It's really, really comfortable mm-hmm. with a lot of artifacts.
I love her outfit.
Inside the house,
a lot of
as
artifacts.
Well as outside.
Okay.
I feel really, really comfortable of being outside, and especially with the two gentlemen.
Yeah. Two gentlemen.
Who really treat me very special.
Oh, she thinks that's love.
My ultimate goal is to really... get them to be really, really hot.
Yeah.
And I feel that me, Kimon, have a lot to offer.
You do, girl.
You do.
Look at it. Look at her positive self-esteem. This girl's like the Aristotle of porno.
For some reason
people.
In this video, though, I just feel like I'm talking to my friend's aunt, you know? And you're like, it's not that I feel like, oh, you're not attractive. It's just that she just feels... You know,
maternal.
Yeah,
she is. She's old broad.
Right,
first grandma.
Time.
Like right here, if you go, like okay,
I was a little bit shaking.
You go, oh, this is a nice lady. You know,
I go with it, and I feel really satisfied with my whole body being caressed.
And you're like, wait, what?
Being kissed and say beautiful words.
I don't think they did all that
and,
to her. I don't think
their touch.
Yeah.
And I feel very, very excited.
If we could just...
It's really unexpected.
We can't show it on YouTube, but I feel
so
like...
happy.
If we could splice in the actual scene...
And I got really aroused.
It's not that.
It's not that what she's describing.
And because...
At all.
The physical end of it, I feel that they have really, really big cock. 9.5 inches and plus.
And plus.
Plus.
And plus.
I have never expected...
Expect.
To have such a beautiful experience.
She said plus.
And beautiful experience.
I was so hot for them, especially on the scene that they put their hard cock into my asshole.
It's so amazed. This is like
especially
gold. Like just
on the
so
scene
rare.
That they put their hard cock into my asshole.
She's pleading.
Yeah,
asshole. Yeah, she's so into it.
Yeah,
this lady is just
plus.
She's amazed.
Plus, she said right there.
The physical end of it.
Plus,
I think they have really, really big cock.
Big cock.
Listen.
9.5 inches and plus.
Press.
No, she doesn't say press.
I have never.
She doesn't
never
say
press.
All right.
Maybe you need to get these switched out because
God
I'm hearing press.
You're so mean.
It's a 9. She's so earnest.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's earnest. I've never seen a porn star be earnest.
Well, let's see how sweet this scene is.
You're right. That's what I'm saying. They're not gentlemen. And they're not being nice. they're not being nice. I hate when they finger it so aggressively. Oops. Like, but no one's wanting that.
Oh, whoops. Okay.
Wait, this is just how she was describing.
Oh, man.
What's going on? Jeez, Louise. What animals? Animals.
Animals is right.
We're just animals.
We
you
are
know
animals.
That? We're all animals.
And, you know, I think
we can talk.
I think she's really going after her most repressed feelings for 50 years. If she's 60-something years old and she's taking a cock and
sure.
batting it against her tongue as another guy rails her, she's been holding on to something, man.
She's been making up for lost time. Do you think she was held as like a slave in a Thai kingdom?
I don't know, man. But
maybe she was a slave.
She hasn't been around gentlemen like that for
maybe a long
she's
been
time.
Working at the Thai massage place for 20-plus years,
and
sleeping on a cot in the back, microwaving her smelly food.
Smelly food, where you walk in and you're like, doesn't really smell like eucalyptus. What's it smell like? Yellow curry?
All the Thai massage yeah. places smell like their lunches.
Yeah.
And then maybe it's 20 years of her going, more pressure. And
you want to feel the more pressure?
And she got sick of it.
Yeah. Maybe, man. Maybe. And she realized after 20 plus years, you know.
I'm proud to have come out as polyamorous, and now I'm excited to share that I'm bisexual.
I'm excited to share.
I'm excited.
I'm poly and I'm bi.
Yeah. Maybe that's what she said.
That was one of my favorites.
And it's a good moment.
And your dad went, all right, buddy.
All right, buddy. Yeah, buddy.
Dad.
Buddy.
Hey, I got to tell you something.
What's that?
I'm poly and I'm bi.
What's that?
I'm poly and I'm bi.
Oh, I don't have the part where he goes, all right.
All right. Yeah. I'm poly and I'm bi. If I told that to my dad, he would
not register.
No clue what
poly.
What
if you explained it?
Yeah, but he doesn't know bi. He knows AC/DC. That's how people his age and Europeans say AC/DC.
Means poly and bi?
Bi.
Oh.
But he doesn't know. I don't think he knows bi.
So what if you said I'm AC/DC?
Then he would know.
But what would he think?
He'd go, oh, yeah? Oh. That's interesting. Okay. Like, he wouldn't be, like, supportive.
No.
Like, oh, yeah? That's fucking weird.
Maybe you go to a doctor and check out your head a little
yeah,
bit.
Like, yeah, like, you gay? Like, no.
That's my favorite is the old school thing of somebody saying something and someone goes, maybe he's going to talk to somebody. Like, like that it couldn't be real. It's got to be something's wrong with you.
Yeah.
Go fix yourself. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
They just see he was wrong.
What's this bullshit?
So.
Lol.
I pulled this up because this guy has the same name
oh,
as our son.
No.
I was sent this. I like that the video is called. This is the wrong thing, actually. This is the remix.
Oh, jeez. It's going to be a good one. There's already a remix.
So this is Ellis Lancaster a few years ago at a post-game press conference. And he's tripping out, man. That's I don't know why that makes me laugh, but
tripping out,
yeah,
man.
Like, he's just tripping out right now.
Cornerback, the rookie, drafted in the seventh round. Let's go to
So they're asking him.
Yes, sir.
How'd that work? Just walking through that.
I was just reading, right.
What? What happened?
Man.
What happened there, you think?
I think he's nervous.
I think so?
I think he's nervous. You know, look, these guys are not public speakers. He's an athlete.
True. And I actually support that 100%, that idea.
Yeah.
That you know, if somebody underwhelms you at their communication skills and their job is something else.
It's not your job, sweetie.
It's really not. It's not your job.
Job,
sweetie. Yeah, it's really not.
It's not. But they should. But that being said, the other guys on the team know, like, hey, Ellis, not so good on the mic. So maybe we shouldn't.
Right.
Maybe we shouldn't let this guy talk for the team.
Every one of these teams, by the way, has a PR person.
Sure.
They know everybody's strengths. They know everybody.
Right.
They know that Ellis on the mic is going to be a problem, bruh. So Like, if...
Bruh.
Bruh. If you want... Hey, if you gonna put Ellis in front of a mic...
You wanna talk some shit?
It's gonna go down, okay? Because...
You talk some shit.
Ellis, man, you like, If you put Ellis on the mic, like, it's gonna go poorly, man.
I worked with a guy that had that same... thing.
Like a little tick.
He'd be like Christina, you want me to like upload a like a. Like,
do you think that this is a tick? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's some kind of nervous tick. Sure. Yeah. It's like saying like we say in California. Like.
I got a problem with like.
I got a problem with like too. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
I would say
shout out to everybody. Feel me?
I have a like problem, but nothing like his like problem.
Like,
so do you think would this constitute us making fun of somebody with a problem like that you were talking
he's
about?
He's not touched. I don't think he's special.
No?
No, I think he's nervous and he doesn't know what the fuck to say.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah.
Look, he's, you know, mic's on him. He's.
Do you think this guy has a problem?
That's our URL. That guy's our.
That's our. Well, here's our.
My mom now.
Yeah.
Now, that guy, but he has something going on, but then Ellis.
I was just reading my man or whatever, and he had
can't put Ellis on the mic, man.
He had threw the ball to my man in the ball.
Maybe Ellis shouldn't speak for
and
team.
I had called it and had picked it out then.
Okay.
The second one was the cover two, and you dropped that.
Yes, sir.
Maybe he should just do yes and no answers.
Correct.
He's nailed that twice.
Right.
Yeah. He did.
On the on the positive side, Ellis, you can answer yes and no pretty
you
well.
You say yes, sir. Knock that shit out of the park, man.
Just all the other words aren't really working.
I just remember, too, we also found Auntie Fifi. Remember her?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Angel's Fellatio Secrets.
Yep.
We brought her to.
Angel's, ours. Auntie Fifi, where she sings. There's two. There's Auntie Fee. I think who does the baking. We're talking about Auntie Fifi,
yeah.
Who's the religious lady from Texas.
Who sings things that don't even always add up.
Yeah. We haven't checked in with her lately. And I've looked on her Facebook. I didn't see any new videos. So she may have stopped doing the music.
She's like, today I was thinking, oh, McDonald's.
Yeah, she's a little out there.
She's great.
But this one.
P.O.P. Out of the
Now,
let's see if he can do the second question.
Oh, Christ.
He's tripping out right now.
Tripping out.
That's so funny.
He's tripping.
That they're just dismissing that, like, this whole thing as, like, he's bugging out right now.
Long stuff. Uh-huh. It's got like a.
Like I just been working hard and just been praying and stuff and it's coming to me.
Did you think you were gonna get to the end zone on either one of those? You got to the four twice. I mean, what were you?
I was trying to. I was trying to get to
right?
six.
Yeah, no, he's good.
I'm sorry.
Oh no, I'm fine.
Being a late round pick,
he's alright.
Of a sense of urgency.
Hey, I'm sorry.
To try to make an early impression and continue to build on that. Well,
I was a 7th round pick, so like
what tripped him up? What do you think sends him into the spiral?
It's just wanting to you know, where is it here? Just wanting to.
I was just reading, right?
People saying, "What's the sound?" Like he knows what he's saying. Knows that he's in front of people, gets nervous about it, and then his like takes over.
Yeah, he's.
Yes, sir. I was just reading, right?
the new single from Like I'm Recording. Oh, man.
You better get your life, Ellis.
Like, don't put Ellis on that microphone.
Longster. He's got like a Western, some Western European.
Yeah,
name.
I think Longster. He probably is. He's probably Dutch. Austrian or Dutch. Yeah, I see that. Christ,
this reminds me.
Putting it down, you know what I'm saying?
This reminds me of Rodman when he was in North Korea.
Oh, my God.
And he was giving the press conference.
Watch this. Yeah.
And the whole team was like,
dude, could you fucking dial it back?
Yeah. Don't let Dennis stop.
Watch this.
Yeah. That's the interview. And they're like,
watch this bullshit. Yeah. He, that was definitely not his best day. So, mm-mm. Speaking of the King of Improv, there's a new Steven Seagal.
Where is it? Here? Yes.
Trailer.
You're kidding.
No.
Didn't we just see a new Steven Seagal trailer?
The answer to that would be yes. But...
I mean, I am the king of improv, if you'll forgive my saying so.
Naturally, yes. Naturally.
This is such a piece of shit that I'm about to show you. And again, if you're listening to the show, I encourage you to look it up, but you can also watch it with us. You can go to our YouTube channel. We are on YouTube. We're watching this on a monitor that you can see with us. This trailer is called The Asian Connection. It's brand new.
The Asian, isn't that like a... It's a pretty common title, like The Asian Connection, the European...
Well, The
Italian
French Connection
is
a very, very famous movie.
Okay, so this
they,
is...
they really went out on a limb to find something else there, yes.
Well, this must be a play on that film.
Yes, that's an exceptional film. If you haven't seen it, it's really
good.
Well,
you don't think this is going to be exceptional, too?
I've seen this, and this is a fucking dog turd.
I mean, okay.
Snob. The last one was like the, remember the Iraqi, Afghanistan one that they...
I do.
They shot in Calabasas. And this one, man, just...
Well, the premise of that film was just shoot, 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 bang, bang. Steven Seagal kills people. And then,
yes.
So what do you think this one's going to be?
There's a lot of improv. He holds up to his improv. I think in the trailer you go, he improvised that. Okay. Yeah. I think there's a lot of improv.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay. See, it just went up the first hole, not down to the other one.
You gotta get your asshole snipped, man.
I do. Okay. Let's run through this real quick.
Oh, I'm really excited.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Let's go, Steven Seagal.
There's not enough room for the both of us.
That means one of us has to die.
So...
He's standing still. The other guy is doing all the work.
It's just, you can... yes, he fights
yeah.
totally still. They also, make sure to shoot it where... You don't see how fat he is?
Of course.
You know? And that is very, believe me, old black dye makes sure of that.
Yep.
He's just like, shoot from the ceiling and cut around me. Yeah.
That and the fat, the Chinese guy outfit he's wearing, what is that called? A gi?
I don't know.
Well, this is very forgiving. This outfit is basically pajamas.
It's thick. It's heavy. It covers the flaws.
Yeah. And it's all black. The medallion. I don't know.
He's got on his range glasses, his gun range glasses, yellow tint.
Sure.
Blacker than black dye for the goatee. Head wrap covering up.
Yeah.
The jet black dye hair on top. Well, that means one of us has to die.
So there's the premise of the film, is that he's going to kill people, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Not enough room for the both of us.
That means one of us has to die. You're out of practice, my old friend.
Okay. He's from the Crazy Loke School of Fighting there. Oh.
Yeah, he is from the Crazy Loke School.
Same.
But... you know what I'm saying?
These titles look better than the other movie, though.
Steven Seagal.
He paid for the title.
Now, I want to point out something. It says Michael J. White is in there.
Okay.
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 All right.
and Shajak Boontang, you know that guy. You know that guy.
Is this
and Pim Pooh Bear? Pooh Bear.
Do I have the Michael Jai White one in there or no?
No, it's the one right before.
Oh, it is.
It's the one right before this title. Wait,
okay.
Telling Harry.
Yeah, I don't know why I can't. Okay.
Or 60 Press Milfs.
No, there, right? No.
Getting to know Kimmy.
Maybe it's not on here.
Lionel.
Make a bridge and get over it.
Make a bridge and get over it. Jeez.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, anyways, make note of Michael Jai White, okay?
Michael Jai
White. Everybody freeze. If you don't speak it, day. We mean business. Stop dying. Cooperate with us and nobody gets hurt. Manager, manager, open the door. We're good. We're good. We're good. Let's go.
Also,
yeah,
for a trailer,
yeah,
like the pacing on this thing is so fucking slow.
Yeah, like
it's an action trailer,
right? So it should be, it's a robbery cut yeah. to
bam, bam,
money. Yeah, like yes. let's go. We don't
they
need
show,
to see all
like,
this.
Walking in, we're gonna take everything now. Shoot, shoot, shoot. Show them going into the room, grabbing the bag. Rock, no, right. It's
like, is this the bank? Yeah.
Look, it's a four and a half,
it's
four long. Minute, 12 second trailer.
How long should a trailer be?
90 seconds 90, is usually yeah. the standard. And then long trailers are considered 2 minutes, maybe a little over 2 minutes. That's yeah. a long trailer.
Yeah, this you know? Is. This
you
is,
see 30 second trailers sometimes.
This is because, and you know why, it's because Steven Seagal himself.
Self-indulgent.
Yes. And he's standing behind the editor at the edit bay going, oh, no, you got to put in the longer. Yeah. You got to put me in doing this and that. Hey,
what happened to the shot of me?
Yes.
Standing there. I'm like, yes. No, we didn't think that would.
No.
I said put it fucking in.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Steven thinks that he's the director. I guarantee that's
oh, yeah.
why.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
You know what people like to see what's happening in the movie.
So, look, this is. Just getting started, man.
Yeah, and who the fuck are these guys? Who cares?
What is that?
That is why you don't have to work at the club anymore. This is
see, that could have been...
Quick beat.
Where did
yeah,
you get it?
Robbery.
Don't ask me where or how or why. Because I love you.
We get it.
And see how... It showed how
he's standing like the Buddha. He's always like,
but it showed them walking up.
Master.
Like yeah. you could just cut to
yes.
You don't need in the trailer to establish
no.
that. You need that in the movie.
Right.
In the movie, we need to see where are we for context. But trailer, you just cut to this line.
And usually, they tell you where you're located. They would say Vietnam or yeah. whatever where they're shooting this. Yeah,
your money was robbed. They get away with about $200,000. Aren't you the motherfucker that told me that that's the safest place to put my money?
Wow. MF-er in the trailer.
Aren't you the motherfucker that told me?
He put a little hot sauce on it.
He did.
Yeah.
And he did eyebrow acting.
Aren't you
the motherfucker?
He didn't say, aren't you the motherfucker? He said, aren't you the motherfucker?
Yeah.
Aren't you the motherfucker that told me to put
yeah.
my money there?
He put some swag on
told
it.
Told me that that's the safest place to put my money. Bottom line. You the motherfucker that told me that that's the safest place. To,
yeah.
Aren't you the motherfucker that told me that that's the safest place to put my money?
Well, he's ridiculous.
Looking. Stories about how easy it's going to be. I just want fucking results.
Two fucks.
Yeah, and the sound mixing,
yeah, well,
where you can barely hear him talking,
terrible.
As the that angelic singing background over this. So there, three of them are mixed together.
Horrible.
I just want to see fucking results.
This is a new level for him. This is usually you see actors doing stuff like this once they're full blown alcoholics, you know?
Right?
And they had a career like 30 years,
right?
And they do the straight to DVD thing, and it's
right. This is his Gerard Depardieu wind down.
Yeah.
His, yeah, he's at the end.
I just want to see fucking results.
Fucking results.
And they're like, Steve, I don't know if we should curse yeah. that much. Shut the fuck up.
I don't want to hear any stories about how easy it's going to be. I just want fucking results.
It's bad.
Jack, I'm going to give you the names of the banks in Cambodia that you're going to rob for my service. I get 50% of everything.
It makes no sense.
That's
again.
A weird moment, too. I'm going to tell you
yeah.
where to rob banks.
And he just went to Steven a beat before and was like, my banks are being robbed.
Yeah. And then
what?
His fee for telling the guy where to rob is 50%.
So he's robbing his own banks, but then now he's having Steven Seagal find out who's robbing the banks?
I don't know.
Thanks for seeing me like this, Greedy. I want to buy some heat.
Heat?
That's Michael Jai White, okay?
Guns, man.
Bam. Yeah. You know, I like you, Jack. Hope you're not getting in over your head.
Everybody get out! This is a robbery! Nobody fucking move! On the floor!
Another fuck.
The guard was killed. What are you getting soft, Niren? It's mad at you.
The guard. Did you see that?
Yeah, there's a little sexy, playful time. And I think that's the girl that's dating the bank robber, right? That's
was the girl. Now she's dating Steven Seagal.
Who you know knows a lot of special sexual techniques.
Of course.
I think he's very...
He studied all the Eastern techniques of lovemaking.
I think he'd be like, well, if you leave your girl in my hands, she's going to come out of her butthole for sure. You ever come from your butthole?
You Steven Seagal can make you come from your butthole.
I'll fuck you real good.
Jeez.
Jeez.
Your keys.
Take these yellow sunglasses off. You're going to paint them brown with all that butthole juice. I think he definitely...
What's going on with you today? Okay. You know what we should do? I'll write it down for later.
My butthole. Oh, yeah.
I want to talk a little bit about the White Tigress practices, because in this DVD, we're using some of the techniques from that practice.
Practice.
I practiced as a White Tigress for about a year.
Okay.
And one of the premises, I mean, there's a lot to the practice.
It's a lot to put.
I bet he knows.
Come on your face.
He knows about White Tigress practice. I bet he does.
I love that scene. It's such a typical scene from an action film where he's training in gong fu. He's training the girl, or the two of them are training. It's like the Matrix does it. Mm-hmm. It's the Karate Kid moment, the Mr. Miyagi moment.
It's the mentor moment.
Yeah, it's so awful.
Stop, open the gate. Open it.
This was shot.
This makes no sense.
This is how this went. They said, we have an idea for a movie. And we want you to be in it, Steven. Well, tell me about it.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to be this badass, and you're going to kill the other boss, and you're going to make this girl come out of her butt, and you're going to, you know, all this crazy
shit. I'm listening.
And he's like, I like it. Problem is, all we have right now are iPhones to shoot it on. And he goes, that's not a problem. And they go, you sure? I don't mind. Well, the thing is, we need to raise financing to make this movie. I'll pay for it. No shit. I'll give you $1,000. And then they're like, okay.
That's enough to buy chargers for all the iPhones that made this film. And then to edit it in iMovie.
Comes with your fucking iPhone.
Nailed it.
And then they're like, you know what? I think we have enough money to make this movie now. And he was like, make the fucking movie.
Make the motherfucking movie.
A lot of missed shots.
Jeez.
None of the bullets are ricocheting off anything. None of them are hitting glass.
No. It's terrible. That guy's down. That guy's... I don't know who these two are. I don't know.
Imagine if they just... If they played this trailer on the radio. Like, they play movie trailers. If you're listening to this, you'd be like, what the fuck is that?
Bang, 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 bang.
And also, when does this ever end? Does this ever end?
No. We're halfway through it. And this is the longest trailer of my life. And not only that, usually when there's a motorcycle scene, they'll play the audio. Like the vroom, vroom. Yeah. They didn't even bother putting the audio of the motorcycle going fast.
And they used the same effect for the gun. None of the guns. It's all
varied.
And then he pulls out a handgun.
That guy. Who the fuck is this guy?
They just hired a parkour athlete. They're like, just run on that building and jump off of it. Here's your motorcycle. There it is.
Oh, there it is. Finally. They paid for that.
One is head. Put it in this fucking tray.
What?
By tomorrow.
I'm not going to spend the rest of my...
He said, I want his fucking head in this tray by tomorrow.
You can actually hear him say that? I couldn't hear because the audio was
mixed. Oh, because the mix is really cool? Do you look at the eyebrows?
Look at him. Look at how crazy. And his eyes are so bloated shut. You can barely see the eyes. Look.
Yeah.
He's such a bloated, salty mess.
And we're rolling. Where are my yellow sunglasses? Somebody get Steven's sunglasses.
How drunk was he the night before? And he was eating
look
all kinds
black.
Of shit.
Look how black this is.
He is fucked.
Look how black that is.
So crazy.
So dark.
He's what out of his mind.
Put it in this fucking tray. Bye tomorrow.
I'm not going to spend the rest of my life looking over my shoulder, Niren.
I don't even want to know how this ends.
Look,
you know why? Because there's a fucking minute and a half to go.
Wait, look how bad that is, I too. It's like splatter paint.
Oh, I gave you $1,000. Get ketchup from the crafty table.
Oh, this is the guy that was just on the telephone. The only reason I know that is because of the tattoo.
He was on the phone?
I think that's the guy that was just saying, I don't want to look over my back, Niren.
Look, if you throw some hot coffee on him, it'll look like old blood.
Hot coffee.
And he'll be in
that's
pain.
What Hitchcock used
he'll
to do.
Act dead as fuck. Listen to me, I've made 55,000 movies. He's a piece of shit.
Whoa, wait, what's going to happen?
I don't even want to know. It's so upsetting.
Well, can we just forward a little? I got to know.
You think
now.
We can put it together, this mystery? Shit. All right, sure. Here, I'm going to jump ahead.
Yeah.
We're at 2:48. I'm going to jump all the way 1 minute ahead.
Okay. This isn't the subtlety
minute.
Of Downton Abbey.
Jesus.
Here.
Full minute ahead. What happens a minute later? Let's see. Something crazy? Same song.
Shit's happening. Exact same shit.
He's wearing black sunglasses indoors.
So stupid. This is terrible. Okay. This is so bad.
And why does he have this bandana on?
I don't know.
Jesus Christ. I'm the king of wardrobe, if you don't mind.
Same outfit every scene. Bang. Oh, the big bang. They saved the money for that. Whew. Coming soon. Just soonish. I don't know. Until we're done editing on the MacBook.
Here's what I want to show you. I don't know. I can't.
This is painful.
Steven Seagal on Michael. There we go. So this is it. This is what I wanted to show. So they're in the movie together, which is what, because I remember seeing this a while ago.
Hollywood tough guy, in your opinion. You accept it, of course.
When you say tough guy, do you mean martial artist or just tough guy?
I mean, Stephen, for real. If he was on the street and there was a situation, you wanted this Hollywood guy by your side because he could defend himself.
So do you understand the question clearly?
Just one moment.
Yeah.
I got to point it out because I have the same problem, eye bags. Look at the bloated mess.
Yes.
That, and I know this because I fucking have the same problem. This is diet. This is all night drinking, eating sausage, pork rinds for breakfast. And look at the chins.
Yeah, I know.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
This is all diet. This is all what you put into your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So our buddy there, he's asking him, which Hollywood tough guy would you, if you were in a real situation, would you want by your side?
Okay.
Okay. And he's like,
it's that hard to think of a legit one?
Can you think of one?
Michael Jai White.
Can I laugh in your face?
Really?
Yes.
Pretty crazy, right?
Wow.
Totally shit on him.
Wow. But he's in the movie.
I know. Years later. I mean, that was, well, not years, but that was probably a couple of years old. And
jeez.
But I just thought it was interesting that he was like... Did you see his eye roll? He was like,
yeah.
Can I laugh in your face? Can I?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, I really put him on blast like
that.
He
put him on blizzast.
Blast.
For sure.
Damn.
Is there anything else I wanted to show you? Anything else we need to talk about?
Yeah, there's tons. I mean, look, I've got some other topics. First of all.
Crazy Lokes, you know what I'm saying?
Huge news.
What's that?
We got a lot of emails translating that Juggalos clip from last week.
Ah, yes. That was pretty difficult to understand. If you missed last week, I'll give you a little bit of a a taste of this. This, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck this guy was saying.
Yeah, what up, your boy Blew Up Boy here. And you might recognize this shirt. This is the same shirt Monoxide was wearing in the Homies video.
Oh.
I believe Juicy J also wore it in a 3-6 Mafia video,
right,
too.
Right.
But anyways, that's not what the video is about. This video is about the Mighty Dark Carnival and how only real jugglers, true down-ass real jugglers, believe in a dark carnival, believe that the carnival is God, and may all jugglers find them. Motherfucko. And the Hatchet Man.
All right. Well,
anyways.
Yep.
We got some kind emails explaining from like former juggalos what this guy is talking about. And I don't think you want to know. Do you want to hear a little bit?
Sure.
Okay. What he was referring to about the Joker cards was the 6 major albums that ICP came out with as a series. And each Joker card has a deity / entity. The only one that did it was the first album called The Carnival of Carnage. Each of the characters performed some. It's like,
okay.
No thanks. Yeah. Like I get, thank you for the explanation, yeah. But no thanks. I'm not sure we need to know what the Juggalo's talking about.
No.
But
no.
Thank you.
I appreciate you guys looking out, but that right there made my brain hurt so much.
But also, big news, our buddy Matt, shout out to Matt, you know what I'm saying, you feel me what I'm talking about? Apparently there's a new flavor of shrimp nibbler at White Castle.
Shout out to Matt.
Your favorite treat, shrimp nibbler, is now available in sriracha.
Hmm.
Can you think of anything more disgusting than sriracha shrimp nibbler?
No.
And out there right now, someone's like, that's my shit right there. That's my favorite shit.
That's my shit right there. Yeah.
Disgusting. Sriracha.
Oh, by the way, before we, are the Would You Rather songs in a specific folder?
Yeah, it's in the Would You Rather tag.
Okay. So that's Blue Band right there, in case you didn't
know. Blue Band.
So here's the Would You Rather tag. So as you know, we have some copyright issues. We have Would You Rather needs for a new song for the introduction. We also need it for Filler Up. The Filler Up is a well-known, I didn't know, but it's a well-known
Mexican
mariachi.
Yeah.
So
that was really good.
I thought so. If you guys want your song to be the official Fill Her Up, Seal Her Shut anthem, send an email to yourmomspodcast@gmail.com and put Fill Her Up anthem in the subject line. Same thing here for Would You Rather. So here's one that just came in here. Let's see how it is. This would mean that you hear this and it's Would You Rather time, right?
It's kind of chill.
It's pretty chill.
Nice.
Would you rather?
Would you rather?
Would you rather?
Would you rather?
I kind of like it.
I like it.
It's good.
Do we have any other ones?
Yeah, there should be a couple more in here, right? Okay, Would You Rather theme. Here's another submission. Good segmenty feel to it, you know?
Yeah, because the thing is, the first one was great, but I think we need the energy to be a little higher because it's kind of a bag of chips moment.
Yeah,
you know, it's bullhorns, it's chips in a bowl.
One also has the feeling of,
but I like this.
Mystery.
I like it.
What's it gonna be?
Yeah, tick tock. Yes. Right, that's good.
Like, which do you choose? Right,
right.
Rather,
right.
That's from Ryan Patrick. The first one was from Javier.
Nice job, guys.
And then another one came in here, another Would You Rather submission. Let's see. Ooh, is that a knock?
Yeah.
Oh.
Who the heck?
That might be... Ooh.
Drink the top layer.
I'm an itchy asshole. It's time to play real stuff.
I like this.
Oh, is this UPS?
It might be, yeah. You may want to pause this.
Oh, shit. Okay, that was obviously not the way I wanted to play that. We had a knock at the door, and we needed to get it. So here it is again. Check this. This is another Would You Rather submission.
Drink the top layer.
I'm an itchy asshole. It's time to play real sexual predator. It's time to play chunky. It's time to play with snotty filled toilet paper.
The urine from two dirty homeless men.
It's time to
wipe my butt with your mucus.
Homeless jar.
Have sex with your sister.
Take it in the face.
Vinegar strikes. The grandmother walks in on you masturbating.
Never have another orgasm.
It's time to play. Would you rather?
Sold. Done. This is it. This is the one. What do you think?
Yeah.
That's great. Awesome. They got the right tone. Listen, they're all stupendous. This is just for a segment. I think it's got the tone. It's got the upbeatness we're looking for. The context too.
Max Newman.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's our buddy, of course. Yeah. Crushing it again, Newman.
Drink.
This guy's home runs always, Max Newman.
Max Newman.
All these. Come on now.
Damn, Max.
You get your life.
Where you been,
Newman,
bruh?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Max Newman, he did Greasy E.
Oh, God.
He did.
Love Greasy
E. I just see an email from him right now. We always. No way.
What, jeans?
So I said that I wanted to make a song called Your Problems Make My Dick Soft.
Right.
For a long time. He submitted something.
Oh, man. We missed it?
Yeah. He sent it like a month ago.
Problems.
It's fantastic,
great.
Man.
This should be my dad's theme.
That is his theme.
I know. This is awesome.
That is his theme.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
You're unbelievable, Max. Now, that really is, it's amazing.
That's so good, dude. What a talent this guy is.
Well, look, I think we're settled on that Would You Rather. Although I want to thank Javier and Ryan for their submissions. Those are really good as well. But let's focus on the Fill Her Up, Seal Her Shut.
Yeah.
We need new music for that. I actually feel like it wouldn't be bad if we can keep it in that mariachi theme.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, why not stick to the roots?
I think the roots of it are good.
Some kind of Mexican flavor.
Can we do that? Latin flavor? It would be fun.
Mariachi is it specifically Mexican?
Yes.
Yeah, mariachi. I'd like to keep it.
Yes.
I like to keep that.
I want to keep it authentically. Yes. Is that it, Jeans? Anything else?
Hold on. I got to see. We covered the double pipe. That was a huge deal. We moved. We didn't even talk about that.
We did move.
Oh, man.
I have a new vlog. That's big news.
Big news.
It's on my YouTube page. Tom
Segura.
Tom. Also, listen, let's cover it on the next episode. It's too big a topic. I don't want to do it at the very end.
Okay.
Whisper it to me. What is it?
Okay, yeah, we'll do that next time.
Also, hold on. No, they can wait. I can't wait. Shrimp Nibblers, I covered that. Okay.
Okay.
That was great. I thought that was a great show.
It was.
That was really fun. It's better the second time around, you know?
Bah, come on.
Bah, come on. Look at those tetas.
Yeah, she's got...
Man, I
got
to get her milkers on me.
Yeah.
When I get my mom boob job, you know what I'm saying? When I get my soppers fixed.
Yes.
My big fucking sloppers.
All right. Well, listen, this was
60
fun. This was 60. The second time we've done this show. Let's hope the audio sounds great.
Second time's a charm.
And I hope you enjoyed the YouTube version. If you're watching with us, thank you for joining us. And we'll be back next week. Don't forget, YourMom'sHousePodcast.com, TomSegura.com for for tickets to shows. Philadelphia is on sale now. The Trocadero Theater and Jeans is doing shows all over the Los Angeles general area. Go to ThousandRanch.com for those. Since Max Newman blew us away with a new song, we'll take you back to one of Max's OG songs. He sent in a few. He also did one of the crazy sexual ones that we did, but I just found Greasy E, so why don't we do that?
Is that Mike Hunt?
I think he did that.
Mike Hunt. Oh, this is one of my favorites.
It's amazing.
I love this song. Oh, it's so good. Let's turn it up, man.
Don't smell.
Don't burn.
Don't smell.
Don't burn.
Then Greasy. Then Greasy. Then Greasy. Greasy. Bang, 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 bang.